say a black and white animal that's got a real strong smell.
A skunk?
Mm-hmm. And say some animals have been coming and getting your chickens. What general sort of name would you have for the type of animal that would do that?
I wouldn't have one.
Do you ever hear, like you say, I'm going to kill those?
Well, the coyote gets a chicken too, a dog gets a chicken.
Do you ever hear call an animal like that a varm?
A varmint?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but I've never heard them of going into chicken coop. Well, they do,
mm-hmm.
but we use varmint, yeah.
What is a varmint to you? Would it be a coyote?
No, varmint, yeah.
What is a varmint dangerous? Does it get the cattle, or?
No, I would call it a varmint. Well, a coyote would fit under the category of a varmint that eats rats and rabbits and things like that.
Mm-hmm. Would a rat be a varmint?
No,
mm-hmm.
I wouldn't.
Just
think so.
A larger animal?
Yeah.
And a bushy-tailed animal that gets up in the trees. That you'd see out.
That's a quatch.
Huh?
A coon?
Well, that's something that you'd see even around here.
A coon?
It's smaller than a coon.
Yeah.
Maybe grayish with a bushy tail?
Possum.
Or some just a more common animal that you see in the cities. Eats acorns and things.
Squirrel.
Uh-huh. What different kinds of squirrels?
The only kind of top squirrels we have here are ground squirrels.
Mm-hmm.
And there's flying squirrels, but they're not here.
Mm-hmm. Can ground squirrels climb trees?
Yes. I think all squirrels can climb trees, can't they?
I think so.
Yeah.
What, do ground squirrels have stripes on their back, or are they solid?
No, they have stripes on their back.
Mm-hmm. What about chipmunk? Is that the same thing?
No.
What is a chipmunk?
It would be larger than a squirrel, but it looked like a squirrel. It's a different type of animal.
Mm-hmm. Do they have those around here?
No.
And what sort of fish do they get around here?
Oh, bass, cat, white bass, channel cat, perch, gar. But would you call it, for sport fishing,
mm-hmm.
is that what you would like to know? Which would be a channel cat or a black bass or white bass,
mm-hmm.
and crappie and perch. That's what we have here.
Where would they get that? Is that the Falcon?
Yeah, or any lake,
mm-hmm.
A ranch lake or Falcon Lake or the Rio Grande has a lot of channel cat and white bass, but no black bass. And what you catch in the lakes, the tanks or human-made tanks,
mm-hmm.
on the ranch for the cow to drink water, where you catch a lot of perch and a lot of crappie and a lot of bass.
How big is a tank? Is that sort of like a small lake or?
Small pond. But some can be pretty big ponds.
How big in terms of acres?
I'd say they could cover anywhere from a quarter of an acre to 10 acres.
Mm-hmm.
You would call it, you just use it as a big tank or small tank. But we use a lot, that's where that Tex-Mex comes in, and we use a lot the word presa.
Presa?
Uh-huh, P-R-E-S-A, which is a tank. It's a man-made tank,
mm-hmm.
which we have a lot here. But we use them, actually what they use for is for water, storage of water for animals,
mm-hmm.
for cattle, but then we stock them with fish,
mm-hmm.
so we can go fish, and say it serves two purposes.
Are they just, is there a stream flowing into them, or do they
no.
just catch
water? They catch water when it rains, and there's creeks flowing into them.
Mm-hmm.
And